CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. We do have an EchoLink station, so we're going to give EchoLink stations an opportunity to go now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. This is Whiskey, November 4, Victor, WN4V, John, down here in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County, hometown Hickory, North Carolina. I'm negative and negative, and good evening, Dave, WN4V.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WN4V. That's John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope you're off to a good start for the weekend. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And tonight being Friday night, we're going to begin with the group Uniform Through Zulu. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
At W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango, Sierra, Jim, Mountain Kingdom City, Missouri, the negative and negative. Figured I'd take advantage of the quiet spot there.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KW4TS, that's Jim in Kingdom City, Missouri. Be careful out there on the mobile there. Jim, we do appreciate you taking time with us this evening. We want you to be safe out there. Any stations uniformed through Zulu that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, I guess that, with the exception of EchoLink, I guess that group is going to be late getting here tonight. We'll go ahead and now move to the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW, November 4, Delta India Zulu, Joe in Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Dave and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
JW. Please check in November 4, Delta Juliet Charlie, Jerry and Anderson. I'll be negative, negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
DJW. Dave, please check in Whiskey 1, Romeo Alpha Romeo, W1RAR, Bridge in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
Okay, that's a good group. Net control, I'd like to recognize N4DIZ. That's Joel and Travis Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Joel. And N4DJC, that's Jerry and Anderson. Good to have you with us, Jerry. I enjoyed your conversation on satellite radios with Glenn, I believe it was, the other day. I really did enjoy that. I need to get back into that. W1RAR, that's Rich in Simpsonville. Good to have you this night, Rich. And KO4AOW. I'll get that right, David, in a little while. Take me a while to get used to the KO calls. That's David and Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Good to hear those KO calls coming in. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo, Herb,
and
Shelby.
Okay, negative, I'd like to recognize N4BXV. That's Herb. Sounding good from Shelby tonight, Herb. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. We'll go ahead now and move to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters E through H and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Dave, please check in Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Johnny Mike, Fred, and Traveler's Rest. MY Viola, November 4, India, Echo India. We are negative, negative, TR. Thank you.
This is WB4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan, over northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, everybody on the net. And I'm just checking in out there, over.
DJW. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Kendall, North Carolina, negative, negative 9. Appreciate it.
DJW. Good evening, Dave and Annette. Please check in. November 9, Golf Sierra X-ray Mike. Also, November 9, Papa, Kilo Papa, Jama. We're over here in West Union. No traffic. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control likes to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred and Travis Rest, bringing with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. Sounding good tonight, Fred. Tell Isla we said hello, and we do appreciate you taking the time to be here this evening. And WB4FEE, that's Dan. Always good to hear you on the radio, Dan from Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight. KC4EZN, that's Harry and Chandler. Good to have you with us tonight, Harry. Hope all's going well with you. N9GSX, that's Mike. He's bringing with him N9PKP. That's Miss Jama. They're in West Union. I got you down for comments, Mike. We'll be back to you in a little bit. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylor. Sounding good tonight, Gene. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Hello, 4, Echo Zulu Zulu. Donnie and Anderson, I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, there's a blast from the past. K4EZZ, Donnie, I haven't heard you in forever. I hope you're doing good. And Central, 6 Mile, good to have you with us tonight, Donnie. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel? Okay, we'll move along to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix they call that begin with letters I through L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on the Snowy Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. Say the same three for each one of you.
Net Control would like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James in Tuxedo where it's snowing. We got some snow here today, James. It didn't stick around very long. The rain came right behind it and washed it all away, but it did turn the ground a little bit white. Good to have you with us tonight, James. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John up at Parrish Mountain, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net, 73 to everyone on this cold evening.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KE4JRK. That's John, Paris Mountain. Good to have you this night, John. Hope you're having a great start to the weekend. KK4JBQ, that's Larry bringing him. KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Always good to hear you on the radio, Larry. Appreciate you being here. Tell Donna we said hey. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move right along to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter, the suffix or call that begin with letters M through P and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Dr. Watson, please check in. K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
KW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt Minman, I'll be negative, negative.
JW. And KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QALQ, Linda. We're in Piedmont. Good evening to you. Everybody on the net, we'll just be in and out.
Hey, Don.
Okay, there's a good group. Next show I'd like to recognize K4OSH. That's Pat. Sounding good and in a good mood for the start of the weekend from Mullen. Good to have you with tonight, Pat. You sounding good. K4OIM, that's Walt and Emin. Good to have you with tonight, Walt. You sounding good as well. And KG4PFI, that's Don bringing with him KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda in Piedmont. Don sounding good as usual. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, Mike, through Papa, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move right into the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters Q through T. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that makes for a couple of blank groups this evening. We'll go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
Mr. Dave, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my sweet little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. He's bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. All in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to be here, as usual. And KI4DOS, that's Gary, bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. There in Easley. Tell Joy we said hello, Gary, and I've got you down for comments. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like that's a wrap for the formal portion. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net. Well, with our thanks for checking in, all stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And the first one up on the stump this evening is in 9GSX. That's Mike in West Union called W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Dave, hope things are going well over your way. Enjoyed the snow this morning. Hope Miss Amy's doing well. How you guys coming on your repeater project? I got a good signal tonight on the 6-1. And just wondering where you were on it. Go ahead.
Well, it's not up there right now. It's back down here where we had like half a dozen to a dozen things we wanted to add to it since we're not going to get the internet connectivity to it as soon as we thought we were. We thought we were going to get that fairly soon afterwards. And we needed to make minor tweaks like increasing the squelch length and turning the courtesy tone on and off and increasing the volume, decreasing the volume, those kinds of things. So we got all that ready. Also got the antenna ready for the link to 8.2 and the mount for that antenna. So we'll be scheduling a trip up there, but we want to use it for some training before we do that. So we're going to set up some training sessions before we put it back in place up there. And I do believe we're going to present the BOM to the club, and the club's going to vote on it. If they decide they want to do it, we're going to do it. We're going to get all the parts and build the for real one and keep the prototype off of the mountain so that when we do want to make changes, we'll have a prototype that we can make changes to before we actually go to the mountain and experiment.
An excellent plan. Well, I heard somewhere this week rumors you was going to put on a net control training session coming up. Sound like a good idea. You guys keep busy over there, don't you?
It's getting that way. It is. That's a good thing. That's more activity in amateur radio is always a good thing.
Great to hear repeaters getting used. I'll tell you, travel all over North and South Carolina. It's just, unless there's a net going on or you're on DMR, it's hard to find any traffic much at all. And like I said, other than the nets, but 6-1 stays pretty active most of the time. So that makes it very enjoyable. I guess there's so many different interests and people going here and there and that has diluted it down some. And so I guess it's all part of change. They making changes all the time, and that's good too. Not against that. It's just seems like the so many of the repeaters are on and nobody on them. Go ahead, send 9GSX in the group.
That is true. I made my last trip down to on the last trip I made down to Fort Myers. I caught some stations in Columbia and Jacksonville, and that was it. Nothing else. And I had it scanning everything that I had in there for repeater pairs to see if I could pick up anybody. And it even hit the simplex frequencies as it would scan through. And just not a whole lot of activity. And, you know, when I first got into the hobby, I programmed over 100 repeaters in my radio. And I probably, going back and forth to Charlotte every day, back when I used to do that, I probably used about 4 repeaters out of that 100. That was a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think there's people here and there and so many different assets that they can get into, aspects of amateur radio they can get into. I think it's more of that than anything. And, of course, it's... Jamie, I wanted to know when your classes were when you come back to me. And I lost my train of thought. Let's see, what was I going to think? But, well, maybe you can tell me that, and then maybe it'll come back to me, Dave.
That's a good idea. That's the way it works with me. Usually when somebody else starts talking, that's when one of my question that I wanted to ask him when I was talking pops in my head. But I want to make sure Mike is there, AK4HR. He's really good at deciphering issues. I think he does that for a living, and he's very computer literate. So we're going to pick a day that he's available. So I got his days that he's available, and then I sent out a blast to all the net controllers. I want to make sure they have an opportunity to be there if they want to. So I asked them to tell me the days that they would not be available. And then where the holes are that people are available, we'll pick one of those days when that comes back. I just sent that out yesterday, though, so I don't have that one back yet. But I've got the first one back. So it'll probably and we want to give people a little bit of time to plan. I think Johnny pinged me the other night and said, why don't we do it tomorrow? I said, no planning. You got to plan for those kind of things for people to attend.
If there's any way you can record it to where people can... of course, the older I get, the worse I get at it. But I find that you'll attend something, and then if you don't use it, or it's 6 months before you use it, you forget some of the aspects of it. If there's any way to record it or do a PowerPoint or something like that where people can make their notes as they're going, then they can refer back to it as many times as they need to or want to. That makes it very handy. And then, of course, you got some that can't attend when you're going to do it. And if you've got it recorded in a PowerPoint with notes, they can share those. And I guess the best thing I've seen was they recorded the training and had a PowerPoint. And everybody that attended, they included their contact information so that people could contact the others that were in the class too, even afterwards, and they could always refer to it. And that seemed to work out best because so many varying schedules, it's hard to get everybody at once. But Jamie was interested in when you were going to do it. She wanted to see how you if possible, how you do it on the computer. And that's why I was asking, Dave.
So I know what you're talking about, recording it and all that. We do all that at work with PowerPoints and WebEx sessions and people on bridge lines. We typically do that when something like that comes up that you can learn from. But this class is meant to be hands-on. The instructions and the email that will go out will be bring your phone, bring your earphones, bring your laptop or computer or tablet or whatever you plan on calling that on, and we'll get the software set up for you. We'll get it running, and we'll get you set up listening to recorded nets, and we'll show you the keystrokes, right? We'll show you how to update the FCC database, you know, download it and update it so that you get all those latest calls in there, how to pull one out of the FCC database versus how to pull one out of your local database because it connects to both, and how to get really fast at it so that you can stay ahead of the other calls. Larry is a good one, KK4JBQ. I try to finish getting him and Donna, I try to get them finished and all logged and squared away before he gets to the K in his call. And because he talks a little bit before he starts, I can usually beat him. Tonight, he caught me on the, I was entering the second K when, I mean, I'm finishing up with it when he was telling me the second K in his call. So that's what we want to do is teach them to be really fast. If you can be fast and you're not fumbling around with it and you're way ahead of them, I think that would relieve the pressure on a lot of people, Mike.
GS Section Group. Well, that sounds just wonderful. Sounds like a great thing. Is that going to be open to anybody, or is that closed to your club, or how are you going to do that, Dave? But that sounds like a great thing to do, and I assume you're using NetLogger.
That's going to be open to anybody. Yeah, the more people that know how to do it, the more likelihood that we'll have more people that'll sign up on our list. So we want to train as many people who are interested in it. And that's using, if you go to the Briars website, we've got our own our own net control program that you can download and install that's tailored. It's not like anything that you find anywhere else out there on the internet. It's only on the Briars site, but it's pretty fast once you get used to it. It allows you to store comments and stuff like that and go back in the history and look at the nets that you've called in the past. It gives you the tally at the end so that when you do your net report, you've got all the numbers. You don't need to do any math or any adding or anything like that. So it's one out there. If you're interested, you can go download it. If you go to the Briars.cc website and you go into net operations, I think it's under repeater, so go into repeater and then go to net operations. You'll find two versions of it there, one for pre-Windows 10 and one for Windows 10.
Well, we'll see if we can find that. And depending on when you do it, might try to make it over there. Very good. Well, I probably talked enough, Dave. We don't want to put everybody else to sleep. Always good to hear you and enjoy your nets and being able to participate. And we'll look forward to talking to you again. This is N9GSX. I'll turn it back to you and let you get another dozen check-ins. 73 for now, my friend.
Always good talking to you, Mike. And we're looking forward to seeing you and Jay at the training session. We'll try to give plenty of time up front so people can make plans for it ahead of time. And it won't be on the third Saturday of the month. That's when Gary and Mike are both at the VE training session, so we can't interfere with that. But anyway, good talking to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. It's Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
You can check in K4QDU. Randy in Landrum and KE4IWX, Sandra, also in Greer, or Landrum. You can check us both in and out.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WA4KC, that's Juan in Greenville. You're sounding good tonight, Juan. We do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And K4QDU, did I get that right? I've got K4QDU and KE4IDX. It could have been that I fumbled both of those. Did I get those right?
Yep, you got the first one right. The second one was KE4IWX, India Whiskey X-Ray, and her name is Sandra.
Okay, I had to delete the one that I got wrong. Net control, I'd like to recognize K4QDU. That's, I've got that as Walter. Okay, tell me if you've got a name you prefer to go by that's not Walter, or if that's good. And KE4IWX, that's Sandra. In Richmond Hill, Georgia, is that where you're at tonight?
In Landrum, we're from Greer, and we moved to Savannah back 3 or 4 months ago. We just came back up for the weekend. And, yeah, Walt's correct. That's a legal name. I actually go by Randy, nickname, so that throws everybody off.
Okay, I stored it as Randy going forward, so next time I'll get it right. I appreciate you checking in with us, and I appreciate your patience this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. November 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren and Taylor's. Negative and negative. Good evening, everyone on the net.
W4DJW. Fox 4, Charlie Kilo Tango. That's K4CKT. John and Honey Pack. Good evening. Good evening to everyone on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, uniform, Bravo Golf, KN4, UBG, Kevin, Simpsonville, in the parking lot of Walmart on the HT, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Dave. I just forgot your call, son.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren and Taylor. It's good to have you with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. And KF4CKT, that's John and Honeypath. Sounding good tonight, John. Appreciate you being here. And KN4UBG, that's Kevin on the Handy Talkie in Walmart. My call's W4DJW, Kevin. People like, I don't know why, but for some reason people like to put a D after the W instead of after the 4, but that's okay. As long as you remember your call, that's all that matters. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, the next one on the stump this evening is KI4DOS. Gary, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JW and net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Dave. Good evening, call on the net. We had a good day over here on the plantation today, as Dwight would say. Didn't go outside much. I went outside to walk the dog a couple of times, and I went outside to feed the big dogs, but watched it, that little bit of spitting snow this morning for a little bit, and I came in here in the ham shack. I'm debating on whether or not to redo it. I've got everything laid out, and the more I look at it, the more I'm dreading it. You know, I've got all the wires and everything to unhook and put everything back together, so I don't know. I'm procrastinating on it a little bit, Dave, to be honest with you. But other than that, I hadn't done much of anything else. Good hearing Mike and on here tonight, and y'all talking about net controllers and the classes and that sort of thing. I still do it the old-fashioned way, Dave. I do it with pencil and paper. But I'm like most of the folks that call the nets. You know, once you do it a few times, you start listening for the voices, and as soon as you hear them speak, you can start writing their call down.
Well, Gary, we've been doing it about the same amount of time, calling net. I think you started a little bit before I did. But I've never yet called a net with a pencil and a piece of paper. And I was thinking tonight before the net, you know, what would I do if my computer just crashed right now? I'd turn around and grab the laptop. That's what I would do. I've never done that, so I admire your ability to do that, because you've got to, all I have to do is type like 3 characters of their call sign, and then I hit F1, F5, F4, and I'm done. But you've got to type their name too, I guess, or maybe you just leave the name off of the ones that you already know, and you only add names to the ones that you don't know.
If you come over here, I'll show you my logbook. It's got the call and their name and abbreviation of where they live. Or, you know, where they're calling in from. And it's just all what you train yourself to do, Dave. You know, I've trained myself, I guess, to listen and listen for those things, and I just write it down. But I've got my own kind of shorthand over here
you know, when I do the swap net, you know, I abbreviate all kinds of stuff, and I know what is written down, but you know, what I wrote down, but to give it to somebody else to try to figure out, that would be a different horse of a different color.
Well, I understand that. I completely understand that. That's why I type, because my handwriting is just, I just haven't done it in so long. I've been using computers since the 80s, I think. And remember, computers were supposed to eliminate paper. Instead, they generated a whole lot more paper, consumption of paper. They did the exact opposite of what people thought it was going to do. But when I was studying CW, I used a pencil and a piece of paper, or a pen and a piece of paper, one of the two. I had a notepad. I went and bought me a big old stack of legal pads when I was learning to do CW. And I went through pad after pad after pad, copying CW. And that's when I used the pen or the pencil, whichever one I could find. But for anything else, I always, even if I'm going to just jot something down real quick, I just do a Windows N, and that pops up Notepad, or I hit the Windows key and type N-O-T and hit Enter key, pops up Notepad, and I take my notes right there. It's just, it's like you said, it's the habits you get into. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DOS, in case anybody cares. Well, Dave, I learned, I didn't really learn it. I had CW when I was in the military, and we didn't do it with a pencil and piece of paper. We did it with a typewriter. You sit there, and they set the character, and you punched it out on the typewriter. And I had a mental block when it came to CW. It's starting to come back a little bit now, because my grandson wanted to learn CW, and he started when he was, I guess he was 11, and he's 13 now, just turned 13, and I tell you what, he's amazing. I told him, I said, you have to slow down, son, my mind don't work that fast anymore.
That is amazing how fast they learn. It is. I'm telling you, it's just, don't you wish you could do a refresh or a reboot on your brain and be able to do what they do. That's pretty cool. My father-in-law was telling me about him, I guess, when he was in the military, and he was saying he could carry on a conversation with a guy that was typing. Like you said, he was listening to CW with one ear, and he was typing and carrying on the conversation with my father-in-law. And he said one time he was typing that out, and he said, wait a minute, stop. And he went back and looked at the paper to see what it was he typed out and said, I thought that's what that said. He didn't even know what it was saying, Gary. He was just typing the CW the way that the words were coming out, and had to go back and stop and look at what he typed out to see what it said.
Folks are amazing like that. Joy's brother, one of her brothers, was over at Daddy's before Daddy passed away, of course. It's a long time ago. And me and Daddy was in the radio room, and he called down the hall and got Robert up there, and the guy on the other end that Daddy was talking to, they were on CW, and the guy kept speeding up and speeding up, and Daddy asked him to slow down a little bit because he couldn't copy him. And so Daddy called Robert down the hall, and Robert said, Dad, can I use the key? And he said, yeah. So Robert started talking with him, and finally the guy asked him, he said, would you mind slowing down a little bit? But Robert did that in the service as well. And he's like that. He could sit there and copy CW in his head and carry on a conversation and turn around and, I mean, while he was talking, and send something else back to the person he was talking to. So I guess he could really multitask. I'm not that good.
I guess some people are just gifted with it, Gary. I've never been gifted with that. I have to work for what I get. It's blood, sweat, and tears. That's why it takes me so many hours.
That way, Dave. But anyway, that's been about my day over here. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Hopefully there'll be some more coming in and somebody else to talk to. We need some more people to rag you with us. Yes.
It's cool to sit down and have all these check-ins, but when you don't have anybody to talk to, it's kind of makes for a short net. I'll get that out in a minute. But we need some more folks to get in here and rag you with us. They don't realize that microphone won't bite them, so anyway, they're not a bucket mouth like I am. I talk all the time. Dave, hope you and Miss Amy have a wonderful evening, what's left of it. Joy said to tell Amy a special hello and give her a hug, and I'll turn it back to you. You have a good evening. W4DJW.net, KI4DOS.
Okay, Gary. Well, it's always good talking to you, and yeah, we do need to encourage more people to hang around for Rag Chew so that it will make for longer nets, so that we'll get back into those nets we used to have that went to 1 o'clock in the morning. That's a little long, but they were fun nets. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
This is WB4FEE back to you.
Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, this talking about that CW. You know, that's where I learned the CW was in the military. And I know exactly what you're talking about there, but I never did get that good where I could multitask and copy the code. But we learned the code, and the way it works is that each code character had a sound unique to itself. Each one of them just kind of sang a little song. And you learned that, your mind learned that, and when you heard it, your hand automatically wrote it. And the way we were scored, we had to box print everything, every letter. And if you put a little squiggle on that letter or a little tail on that letter anywhere, it counted wrong, Darrell.
So you had to stay within the lines, within the box, or you missed a point. And you got graded on how well you did on CW, copying CW?
After that, we had so many groups we had to do. We had a time that our school was 20 weeks, and we had to be able to pass a 16 code speed to graduate. I think the Navy was 21 or 22 code speeds or groups in their class, but ours was... And we did have to write ours. We didn't type it. Now, I know there was two different classes going on. There was another class over there, and they were considered something else. But I was airborne. I was airborne radio operator and used the key and all. But these boys that using the typewriters over there, they was into something different. And but so we had to handwrite ours. We had to hand print it in box letters and. You know, squared up corners, no rounded, nothing rounded. It had to be squared up corners on all the letters. If you put a little squiggle on it anywhere or any extra little mark, they counted it wrong.
Well, that'll certainly make you self-disciplined to control that pencil. I bet you've got a really good handwriting, Dan.
Not necessarily, but, you know, I tell you that over the years, after you learn to print this way, you have a tendency to print everything for a while when you get out of there. But even now, I double up on stuff as far as part of it. If you look at my handwriting, if you can call it writing, it is a print write. So to speak, Eric. You know what I'm saying, Earl?
Yes, I do. I know exactly what you're saying. My dad was an electrical engineer, but he was a ham radio operator in the Army in the, what was that, LT-11 Bird Dog? So he's in the air, but he's also copying code and sending code from the air. And he had the best handwriting of anybody I ever saw. Because he was, I think he probably went through the same thing you're talking about. His letters were all slanted at the exact same amount in the exact same direction, and the spacing between the letters and the word and the words was uniform across the whole page, and he printed everything out just like that. He didn't do cursive writing much. He could, but he preferred printing. And I think for his drawings, you know, they had to do drafting and all of that stuff, and he had to do schematics and all of that, and he printed all of that stuff out too. It looked like a machine did it.
Yeah, Roger that. I understand. understand what you're saying. I've seen some people that does that, that writes that way. That mine's a little different. That mine really, I guess, what I was trying to say is a combination of print and curses in a manner of speaking there. But it's just something that evolved over a period of time since then. But I thoroughly enjoyed a code class, and they started us off like at five groups a minute. And when we first went into the class, the guy said, here's your first code speed you're going to be working on here to learn it within 2 weeks. And man, that sounded like a solid tone to me. You know, and these old southern ears, but he said, now, this is what it sounds like when you graduate. And, man, that was a solid tone. It was just like a hum. I said, ain't no way. You couldn't even hear any breaks. My ears wouldn't hear them. But you learn over a period of time, you learn, and it comes to you. But we had one guy that was an instructor. He could drive down the street. And he had a bug, one of the electronic gears strapped to his leg. And he could go down the street driving and use that thing and talking to somebody in CW and never copy anything down. And right back, just like talking on the telephone there, old.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I've seen videos of people doing that. Driving down the road and sending Morse code with the Velcro strip strapped, two Velcro strips strapping it to their leg, and they're just sending CW. Did you always send with a straight key, or did you ever send with paddle?
This is WB4FEE with W4DJW. I always used a straight J38. Never did get into the electronic stuff. With that the paddle on there, we called him a bug. But I always used a little J38. I like that little key.
That's all I ever saw growing up was the straight keys. And when I watched my dad send, his fingers didn't move. His wrist moved up and down, and his hand rotated a little bit as his wrist would move up and down. But he wasn't moving his fingers. And I tried doing it that way. I tried sticking to the straight key because that's what I saw when the whole time I was growing up. I never did see these paddle things. I wasn't going to mess with the paddles until Jim Milton, KI4MSA, who doesn't get on the radio much anymore, he dropped his paddle off over here one weekend when he was going out of town and said, just give it a try. And that thing was so easy, I never went back to a straight key. I hate that, too.
Roger that. Yeah, I tell you, it's hard to break old habits, but I like that. And that wrist motion's got everything to do with the way you send. If you got to use the wrist, and you can tell the difference in somebody that's using their fingers to do that and a person that's using the wrist. It's got a different sound to it. And but anyway, that's the way it is. I've got a one of those code courses here, and every once in a while I put a tape in and listen to it and sit here and copy to try to keep my knowledge of the code up. Because it's like all the other stuff, you'll lose it if you don't use it there. But I do enjoy the code. It was a learning experience, trust me.
Well, something else my father taught me is that when they were in the Army, he was in the Korean War, and he said one way that they knew, and he taught CW, he taught classes on how to do CW, and he taught his guys to send it with a nursery rhyme in the background of the Morse code. In other words, as you're sending it, you're singing like Mary Had a Little Lamb as you're sending it. And that's something the enemy would never pick up on and would never know how to do. So if somebody was sending a message and it didn't have that limerick to the Morse code, they knew right off. It wasn't an American station sending it.
Roger that. Yeah, I never heard that. I never heard that, but that sounds like a good trick there for sure. For sure. Well, Dave, I'll let you go. Enjoy it. I'm gonna get back over here and try to clean some stuff up and get ready to go to bed here in a little bit. But nice talking to you, and I was listening in on some of the other conversations there with Gary. But y'all have a good weekend, brother, and we'll talk to you again soon. So W4DJW in the net, this is WB4 Fox Echo Echo clear.
Okay, Dan, well, I do appreciate you jumping in there. That's always had good conversations with you every time you hung around for the Rag 2 portion of that. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, I did prepare the amateur radio news line for anybody that we did play that last Friday, a week ago. It does come out every single Friday. If anybody was hanging around the net to listen to the amateur radio news line and would like to hear it, let me know and we can do that. Otherwise, we can call one more time for stations and close the net. Okay, you can't get that on the internet by typing in amateur radio news line. It is a pretty good one. I listened to it earlier, but I do encourage you to go out there and listen to that. That'll keep you up to speed on everything that's going on in amateur radio around the world. Have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Go ahead, Mike.
Gary made me think, because he does the net same way I do, pencil and paper. It's hard to run a net in your vehicle running down the road if you got to type it in the computer. And I've done that before, and run the nets just wherever you're at, I guess, because the initial training is as a radio telephone operator for the medical system in DMS medical deployments. All the RTOs had to take whatever you had in front of you and establish communications in a net if need be. So developed a couple of bad habits out of that. I'm liable to write anything on what I grab, envelope or anything else, and run a net. But it's just, like you said, what you were taught, how you begin it and how you did it, and how quickly you could start something or do something, particularly Skywarn net or anything else. You might be anywhere. But I do like Gary, the pencil and paper, my own shorthand within it, and get the call and the name, where they're at, if they got traffic announcements or whatever. Got a shorthand for that so I can go back. And generally I circle the number. And if somebody's got something they're adding, you know, if they got a comment, traffic, or what have you, I circle the number before their call, and that's how I know to go back to it. So it's all different. And there are three people that come to mind that could do like you were talking about, carry on a conversation on CW and talk to you at the same time. And all three of them could drive down the road and send CW. One of the guys drove about an hour and a half to work every day each way, and all the way up and all the way back from work, he'd get on 40 CW and work every day. He drove from Muncie up to Fort Wayne truck plant, and he made contacts every day. I'll hush up and let you go, but I thoroughly enjoyed the Rag 2 this evening. It's N9GSX back to net.
Okay, Mike, I did know two people that could, that I can recall right now, that could pull over to the side of the road and break out a pencil and a pad and call a net. I remember Steve up in South Dakota doing that, and I think Nathan has done that. That's the only two people I know that have been able to pull their car over to the side of the road. I think Nathan, it doesn't matter to him where he is. He can call a net from anywhere. But he's really young, too. I don't know if that's got anything to do with it or not. You get as old as I am, you get kind of set in your ways, and that's not good. But anyway, appreciate that, Mike. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, the debut to the weekend. Let's one last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, I do believe that it's going to be Ariel calling the net tomorrow night, so be sure and stop by and check in with him. W4NYK repeater, are you ready to copy my net report? Please copy my message number 404, routine abbreviated from W4DJW to W4NYK, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for January 31, 2020. QNI was 35, QTC is 1, break, sign it, W4DJW. How copy? Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.